Leader of South Africa's main opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, Musi Maimane, has warned South Africans not to be excited about the so-called new dawn being preached by the ruling ANC since President Cyril Ramaphosa took office in December. The president will be marking 100 days in office. However, the DA has labelled his performance underwhelming and has too much hype and no action. Maimane says Ramaphosa had more than enough time to right the wrongs committed by former President Jacob Zuma, including downsizing a bloated cabinet and making sure that all those who were found to have wronged state's institutions are arrested. He spoke to the media in Johannesburg yesterday. Abongile Tumako reports.
President Cyril Ramaphosa is back in the National Assembly this week to deliver his department's budget. The presidency has come under fire before for being the only department that does not have a portfolio overseeing it. Spokesperson Moloto Mutapo says the two presiding officers of parliament will also deliver their respective budgets this week.
The budget by the chairperson of the NCOP and the National Assembly Speaker that will be presented tomorrow is very key.
DA leader Musi Maimane has called on President Cyril Ramaphosa not to boast as yet, thinking that he has done well for the 100 days he has spent in office, saying this because the bar set by former President Jacob Zuma was pitifully low. He says the continuing job crisis and acts of nepotism and corruption in government are a call for a serious concern. Maimane is adamant that a lot could have been done thus far by Ramaphosa, including cutting a bloated cabinet of 35 ministers and 37 deputy ministers. He says corruption needs an urgent attention before things get worse, including taking decisions of making sure organs of state function properly. Maimane outlines some of the issues Ramaphosa needs to attend to right now.
So we urge Cyril Ramaphosa to ensure that there's an independence of the NPA by appointing somebody who's fit and competent as a director of public prosecutions to restore the integrity of that institution. Support the move to remove the current public protector, Busisiwe Mkhwebane. Ensure that justice is served in the ongoing trial of Jacob Zuma, but instead, Cyril Ramaphosa has already sponsored Jacob Zuma's legal fees and now opposes our application in court to say that the state can't continue to bankroll Jacob Zuma in his course to delay his day in court.
And the DA Parliamentary Chief Whip John Steenhuisen says the state of SOEs has been a constant strain to the country's economy. He says instead of making sure that these SOEs help in making sure that they generate revenue for South Africa, looting was the order of the day, which saw many people lose their jobs. Steenhuisen says the wrongs of the past must be sorted out immediately.
Despite chairing the Interministerial Committee for State-Owned Entities whilst Deputy President, Mr. Ramaphosa has failed to ensure that the committee carried out its mandate of overseeing the stabilisation and reform of state-owned entities while he was in that position. For the 2017-18 financial year, state-owned enterprises hold 466 billion rand in government guarantees. Yet these state-owned entities continue to make massive losses. Overall, public entities lost 53.7 billion rand in fiscus 16-17.
Now, DA leader Musi Maimane says internal battles and challenges his party is facing will not negatively affect their performance during next year's national and provincial elections. He was responding to setbacks for the party like the Cape Town mayor issue, the resignation of Marietta Ockamp, the underqualified former chief of staff at Tshwane Metro, and the recent return of MP Nosimo Balindlela to the ANC. Maimane says rather than focus on these matters, South Africans should give the DA a chance to prove that it will always hold to account all those who are on the wrong side of the law. I'm Abongile Dumako in Johannesburg.